Hey, it's Bethany here. Welcome to another episode of Dialed In. Happy 2021. Whew, boy, last year was a doozy, wasn't it? So the holidays have just ended and we're jumping full force into January. I don't know about you, but I have set some goals for this year. I chose a word. I'm not getting too crazy, so I don't feel overwhelmed about what I need to be doing at any given time, but I have a plan. So sometimes, if we don't have a plan for what we're doing and how we're approaching our lives, we will simply run on autopilot and nothing will change, which is what I want to talk to you about in regards to living a life that's true to who you are as opposed to people pleasing, performing, and doing things based on what you think society wants you to do, your parents, your friends, your boss, etc., etc. Because you can never live a life true to who you are, what I call a big life, if you are constantly doing things that you think other people or society wants you to do. And the thing is, you may be thinking, well, I don't do that. But the truth of it is, most people live their entire lives like that. And I'm not saying that like everybody's wrong, but I am saying that just to let you know that's the reality of it, that we don't wake up to the fact that we have so much power inside of us to make different choices than what we were taught to make. So think about it for a minute. How was it in your house growing up? Were you taught to respect authority and not question anything and just accept it and move forward? Or were you taught that it was okay to ask questions and think about what you were thinking about and explore why you were feeling what you were feeling and wonder why the people in authority were making the decisions they were making? There's a big difference between living your life just accepting whatever it is that you were taught and being on autopilot and really waking up and putting yourself out there to make decisions that are true to who you are. But you can't possibly know who you are and what you want if you never think to question why you're doing what you're doing, which is what brings me to this one question that really has helped me. It has helped me define what relationships I want in my life, how I want to feel, how I want to show up, who I want to surround myself with, what goals I want to create. And this is a simple question, but it has profound benefit to your life. When you think on it, you get real about what your answer is, and then you move towards what is real and right for you, not for anyone else. For you. This is your life, and you get to decide how you want to spend it. Here's the question. Why am I doing this? I know, simple, right? Why am I doing this? Why am I ordering a cheeseburger? Is it because I like cheeseburgers, or is it just because I always ate cheeseburgers on Saturdays growing up and that's just what you do? Do you even like what you're doing? Why are you shopping at certain stores? Why are you taking certain roads to work? Why are you making the same concessions in your relationship, not using your voice, not speaking your mind, not having an opinion, and then walking around feeling resentful and angry at your partner? Why are you always agreeable in friendships, even when you're spending time doing things or talking about things or going places that you don't even want to go? Why? Do the people that you surround yourself with look like your past or your future? Again, why am I doing this? You can stop people pleasing by asking yourself this question. Why am I writing this email? Why am I going on this trip? Why am I doing this? And get real. Sometimes you have to go several layers deep. In fact, when I work with my coaching clients, either one-on-one or in any of my group formats, I always encourage people to get to the real deep truth. I call it the third level truth, but I've heard it phrased many ways. In fact, I have a friend of mine that's a coach, and he uses a process that's called seven levels deep. And he has you ask why seven times. It could be why you want to achieve a certain thing, why you're doing what you're doing, why you're going on a vacation. If you really want to get to the bottom of it, to know whether it's truly your idea and it's something that you really are passionate about, or are you doing it just because you think it's what people want you to do? You can never live a life true to who you are, true to who you were created to be, if you're living it according to what you think everybody else wants you to do. And often in the beginning of this process, it's really hard to tell if it's something that you want or if it's something you've been taught to want. It's so vital that you step out of everything that you were taught and start to question it. It doesn't mean what you taught was wrong. You may find that very much of what you believe and what you were taught serves you really well. But I promise you, you will also find beliefs and things that you have come to know or things that you need that you really don't need. You'll find that you are doing things out of guilt, obligation, and simply because you never thought about why you were doing it. You're doing things because it's just what your family has always done. We always drink 12 martinis at Christmas. That's just what you do. You get drunk every holiday. And I'm not saying your family does that, but there are things that become normal that maybe you don't have to do or don't want to do, but you haven't even thought about questioning it, that it could even be different. You've got to open yourself up to possibility. And the way that you can do that is by asking yourself, why am I doing this? And when you get to the truth behind the truth, then you can determine whether you want to stop or you want to keep doing it. Or maybe you just want to modify it a little bit. Because that's when you start to live. So if you want to stop people pleasing, if you want 2021 to look different than last year did or the 5 years before that, if you truly are ready to step into change, then it's time to start questioning why you're doing what you're doing. So I hope this served you well today. If you're wanting to dive into this on a deeper level, I'm going to invite you to join the Shift Intensive mini course. I do Shift every few months, and this is the first time I'm doing it in 2021. In fact, if you join soon here, today's the 5th, and tomorrow we have an open office hours inside of Zoom tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time inside the Facebook group. And then a week from tomorrow, we have another one. And then the actual Shift Intensive mini course starts on the 17th. I'll go live inside of a Facebook group every day for 7 days at noon. And I will be sharing seven shifts that you need to make to take yourself to the next level. If you're ready for change in any area of your life, you can begin by asking yourself, why am I doing this? But then you have to shift. Then you have to see things differently. And that's everything that we talk about inside the Shift Intensive mini course. People's lives have been hugely impacted and they've made big life-changing decisions after being part of Shift. So I'd like to invite you to come and join us. You can simply go to shiftwithb.com. That's the letter B. That's shiftwithb.com. All right. Thanks for listening today. Ask yourself, why am I doing this? And let me know what comes up for you. I cannot wait to see what opens up in your life. Take care. Until next time, take action, live big, and stay dialed in.